Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the Lord, we just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his kindness and for all that he does for us. Amen. It's a blessing to be in the kingdom, And it's always a good day in the kingdom, in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. It's a good day in the kingdom. It's a good day in the kingdom. Amen? And it's a blessing to be in the kingdom every day. No matter what the day looks like or how it ends up going, know that it's a blessing to be in the kingdom of God. Amen? How's the sound going, everybody? Tell me how the sound is. Amen. I'm waiting on a response on the sound. How's the sound going? Somebody get in the chat room and tell me how the sound going, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Well, thanks. I can say that some days are more challenging than others. And that's okay, because God is on our side no matter what happens and no matter how it seems. Amen? He's always on our side and he's always with us. So, no matter how it goes, the Lord's going to make it work together for our good. And that's what's important, what God is going to do in response to the vicissitudes of life, the ups and downs of everyday living. Amen. Yes, I'm moving my phone around. I'm trying to get something situated here. That's what's happening. I'm trying to work something out here. Amen. Amen. There. That's better. I sound far away. Do I sound far away now? Do I sound far away now? Yes, no, maybe so. Is this better? Yes or no? This better? All right. Is this better? Brother Bill, is this better? Somebody said no, somebody said yes. I need to know. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have to work at this, you know. Technology is not perfect. Praise the Lord. So, as I was saying, there are times when life doesn't seem to be doing what we would hope that it would have done, but that's okay. God is working it out, and he's working it out for our good. He's always doing that. So if things aren't necessarily going your way right now, know that the Lord is still in control and that he's working it out for you. Amen. There are those days where it doesn't look like it's working out for you, but you can't go by how it looks. You see, the just live by faith, not by appearances, not by how it looks or how it feels. We walk by faith, not by sight. So, no matter how it looks or how it feels, know that that's temporary. If it feels great, that's temporary. If it doesn't feel so good, that's temporary. Because all things change sooner or later. Amen? They change sooner or later. So, we know that those things are coming to pass, and some more change is going to follow that, right? But God is constant. He is always here. He is always with us. He's always in us. Amen? Well, sister, they say they can hear. You're the only one who can't. So do it again. Call again. You'll get a better connection. Sometimes you have to work at a connection. Amen? Sometimes you don't get it the first time around. I know that we're having changing weather here. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. But just keep trying. God will get you through. Don't worry. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. He's working it out. He's going to work it out for your good, no matter what happens. Amen. Amen. He's going to work it out. Some things just don't look good, but God is still working. You know, I was reminded of that. Many, many years ago when I was growing up, it's 95 there. It's been 100 here. So
so just it'll cool off. It'll cool off. Don't worry. It'll cool off. If the air conditioner is still working, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for some air conditioning in Jesus' name. Amen. So I was reminded of that when I was a child. You know, our home was built gradually. What does that mean? That means my parents started off with a basic house, and they started adding to it as they had the money. They would start, they borrow a certain amount of money, and when that money was up, they stopped building until they paid that off, and then they borrowed some more money and built a little more. And so it took many years. It took a long time, but in the end, it turned out great. Turned out to be absolutely great. And so you see, sometimes blessings come gradually. You get a piece here, a piece there, a piece here, a piece there, and it comes together a little bit at a time. Most people are fooled by technology. They think you're supposed to press a button and it's supposed to all be there right there. Some people treat deliverance that way. They think, okay, I'm coming for prayer. And they think it's going to all happen at one time and it's going to all be over. No, we've been explaining this for many, many years. It's a gradual process. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. And God is not in a hurry. Amen? It's a process. Amen? It's a process. It always is. God has many, many elements that he's adding in, and some things he's taking away in the process. And so you remember we had that message about being patient in spirit? Well, that's what we have to be, because God is not rushing. He doesn't have his foot on the gas as hard as he can. No, he's taking his time and deliberately doing what he's doing, one step at a time. Just like when they brought the lady in caught in adultery, you know, they let the man go and they brought the woman. You know how that works. And Jesus deliberately was down there writing on the ground. He took his precious time. He was down there writing what he had to say about the matter. They wanted to stone her, but Jesus kept writing. And evidently what he wrote convicted them, because they all dropped their stones and left. So think of it this way. God is doing what he plans to do in our lives at the pace he plans to do it. He's doing it his way. And that's the way it's going to work. His way, not our way. Amen? Amen. So you ask God to do something, he's doing it. But he's doing it his way. And so we'll be patient in spirit, because it's through faith and patience that the saints inherit the promises. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord. I hope that I didn't plan on saying any of that, but I hope that it helps someone. Amen. What else was there? Oh, and good evening to all of our first-time listeners. Praise the Lord. We're happy you're here, too. And thank you to whoever invited you. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we meet as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday, the internet church, and the local assembly. Amen. And I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I'm so glad that you are here. Assistant Pastor Bill is here. He's the assistant pastor of the local assembly. Brother Marshall is here. He's my co-host on the broadcast here. And we thank the Lord for each of these fine men of God, brothers in the faith, and I thank the Lord for them. I couldn't ask for better company. Amen? Amen. You know, this can't be done with just one person. It takes some helping hands, some angels from God. It takes the Godhead. It takes a lot in the background. All you get to hear is, you know, this sounds halfway decent. Well, you don't understand what it takes to get this done. Amen? There's a lot to it that nobody sees but a few eyes. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. So we also want to invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Well, that's where everyone is. And so just sign in. It's very simple to do. Please don't give us your mother's maiden name and the date she was born or the date you were born or the day you got your divorce. Don't give us all those personal details. Just give us a name. We'll work with that. Is that all right? Amen. No. I can answer that question for you. Brother Bill can't answer that question. Pastor Sabrina can. And as of this time, the answer to that question, sister, is absolutely, positively no. Praise the Lord. Now, in fact, Pastor Patton, I think we decided that many years ago. And so it has been forevermore. Amen. We thank the Lord for that, too. So, hallelujah. Life is full of exciting questions. So those of you that are on a cell phone, you can pull up miracleinternetchurch.com too. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. That's the link. Click that, and it'll open up all the other links to you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, it's something else I was supposed to tell you. Holy Spirit will remind me in a minute. Or else it'll come out in the middle of the sermon somewhere. So don't worry about it. You'll get all the announcements. Oh, there's also a link across the page on becoming a member of Miracle Internet Church. Some people listen regularly but have never clicked that link and just filled out the little information. Amen? So please do when you have some time to yourself. You come up to listen all the time. Just go ahead and click, and we'll thank you for that. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessings to you, sister, too. Well, there's a picture of me on the website somewhere. Where? I forgot. But it's there somewhere. Amen? Praise God. So, we're going to pray. I need to pray. We all need to pray. Yes, we all need to pray. It appears that we are moving into some real summer now because it's gotten quite warm. Amen. But we want to thank the Lord for it because why? It's not snowing today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I think so. Amen. And I'm certain some of you do too. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you. Whatever circumstances we find today, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're still our God. You have not changed. And what's important in life hasn't changed. The Godhead has not changed. Your love for us has not changed. The blood of Jesus has not changed. Our redemption has not changed. Our soon leaving the earth and joining you in the air has not changed. So we want to thank you, Lord, that what's really important about life really has not changed. No matter what happenings may be going on, you haven't changed. And we thank you and we give you praise. We honor Jesus Christ. We thank you for the armor of God, Father. We thank you for the love of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the wall of fire with your very glory and presence in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels that surround us. We thank you for the praising angels that cover us. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us a family in the body of Christ, filled with your love, your word, and are devoted to you. We wouldn't want to be anyplace else. Thank you for our home at Miracle Internet Church. Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you because you supplied all of our needs, whatever they may be, according to your riches and glory. We just need to believe you. We need to believe you, trust you, and look for where you place the blessing. Amen. Because it's here. We are thankful, Father, that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives us strength. Yes, Jesus Christ gives us strength. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're allowing us to walk in divine health and you're healing all of our diseases. We thank you for the stripes of Jesus, because by his stripes we are healed. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you do passionately care for us. Lord, at this moment, everything that has come today, thing that has happened today, we cast it all upon you. You tell us that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And anything that doesn't fit that description, Lord, we hand it to you now. And we thank you, Lord, that you're our burden bearer. You're our way maker. You're the glory and the lifter up of our head. You make a way for us where there seems to be no way, Lord. You do for us what no other power can do. And we are humbled by your love, by your awesome love for us, Lord. It's amazing. It's really amazing because we serve an amazing God. We are connected to the God of the universe. We are connected to the Father of Spirit. We are connected to the God that lives outside of time. Everything that we know about life, you created. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't stop short with the things and the animals and all else that you created, but you created us as well. And you were pleased to make us. You made us for your pleasure. So we seek to live lives, Father, that bring glory and honor to your name. We want to live a life that's pleasing in your sight. And we give you praise for that opportunity while we live here on the earth. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all open doors, all portals, all channels of access to the enemy. And we forbid any infiltrating spirit to attempt to gain access in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring to them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries due to injuries. We bind all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons in Jesus' name. We bind all whoredom spirits. We bind all the voices of the stranger and all their attacks. We bind all target radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. And we thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We bind all hypnotic trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, and all other black magic and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind the work of all druids in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and every attack is returned to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devils, and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity, supplanting spirits, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, spirits and works of the oppressors, we bind in Jesus' name. Numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ.
We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness, and we strip him of his kingdom in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Baal, Belial, Beelzebub, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet and his 72, Moloch, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Zeus, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and codes and triggers. And we return the afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind all tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. And we break the powers of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Amen. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority, for kings and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand will save us. We thank you. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spear, voodoo, all witchcraft sent to us in the name of Jesus. We pull it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back wherever it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. And with the sword of the Spirit, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we sever and circumcise from ourselves all silver cords and ley lines, and sever from ourselves ungodly soul ties, covenants, agreements, attachments, consents, oaths, garlands, leagues, vows, pacts, and pledges, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We want nothing to do with Satan and with his power in Jesus' name. We break down and pull down all walls of protection around Satanists, shamans, wizards, warlocks, witches, and all such persons. We break the power of every spell, vex, hex, curse, all fetishes, all death bewitchment, all potions, all mind control, all magic, all torment, pain, sickness, destruction, and sorcery, all incantations and chantings, all root works, hoodoo, crystals, and all forms, tribal rituals and sins being worked against Christians worldwide in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you are watching over the righteous. Amen. And your ears are open to our cry. We give you praise. We give you glory. We disconnect ourselves from all the spirits that may have followed us from wherever we have been today. We cut ourselves free. In Jesus' name, we bind those devils that attempted to follow us, and we forbid any reinforcements in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that we have been given freedom through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we bind every spirit of bondage and every spirit of heaviness in Jesus' name. We give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, our featured psalm for tonight, that I don't remember if I posted it or not, but I think I tried to, is Psalm 15. Our featured psalm is Psalm 15. Our verse for meditation comes from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, verse 7. And our featured ebook is The Baptism of the Holy Spirit, Endued with Power. Amen. It's right on our website under books and ebooks. Amen. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about high regard. High regard. Well, in Romans, which is happens to be our verse for meditation, Romans chapter 13, verse 7, Romans chapter 13, verse 7, render, give, therefore, to all their due. That's what the Bible says to do. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Now, this is God's commandment to his people. You know, we are to obey the commands of the Lord. It is a righteous matter with God for us to pay our taxes, to do our part so that government workers are paid so that they can continue to serve us. We are to pay each worker what they ought to have. We are, and not cheat them out of what is rightfully theirs. We are not to cheat them or to withhold that is due them. Amen? God will not bless that. We ought to respect and obey those who have authority over us without violating the word of God. That's right, violating the word of God. We are to honor those who are in authority over us. Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. Yes, that's what God tells us to do. You know, we're supposed to obey his command. We're supposed to obey his statute. Yes, we are. God also expects his followers to give honor and respect to all those to whom it is due. That's right, honor and respect. Yes, we are. In Romans chapter 13, verse 1, Romans, we're already in Romans 13, we're just going back to verse 1. Romans chapter 13, verse 1, let every soul, say that includes me, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. You see, God was the one that established human government to begin with. God did that. God established the order in the family. That's back in Genesis. God has order in his kingdom. And there are ranks and authority in his kingdom.
Amen. It's so. So, saints, we are about obeying God. We are about turning away from our wicked ways, and we are in the process of being transformed into the person that God always wanted us to be, that he desired for us to be when he sent us into the earth. So he tells us to be followers of him and walk in love as dear children. And this is how he wants us to do it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all men. That's right. We're supposed to honor everybody, great and small. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king, the president, the prime minister, whatever title that person has. We're to give honor. Now, there are those who don't want to do this. But you see, it comes down to obeying God. It doesn't mean that you personally like the person who holds the position or their title. That's not what it's about. It's about obeying God. You see, we have to honor and respect the position, regardless to who it is, whether it's the school teacher, whether it's the pastor, whether it's the parent or the spouse or the government official. We have to show honor because that's what God wants us to do, because he does it as well. Amen? So just because we don't like it doesn't mean we don't have to do it. It means that we humble ourselves and we choose to obey the Lord and live a life that is pleasing to him and that brings glory and honor to him. Honor is due to God himself. Honor is due to God himself. In Psalm 29, verse 2, Psalm 29, verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. So it tells us plainly that we are to render or give to the Lord glory that is due his name. There is no name that is higher than his name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That means in the heavens, in the earth, and beneath the earth, and wherever there is anyone. We are to give the Lord the glory due unto his name. It does not matter how you feel or what's going on. This is what we are to do. Amen? And sometimes people have a hard time understanding. They come to church and they think, well, I don't feel up to it today. I don't feel like it today. But God is still God regardless to how we feel. He's still the Lord. Nothing's changed. And we are still to give the glory that's due his name, regardless to what is happening or how we feel. We are to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's right. This is a holy relationship we have with the Lord. It's not a carnal relationship. It's a holy relationship. The Bible says to let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. See there? All day long. Our mouths are supposed to be filled with his praise and with his honor. So that doesn't leave much time for gossiping, now does it? And it doesn't leave much time for murmuring, grumbling, and complaining, and pity parties and fault-finding, now does it? Because all the day we're to be praising him, and we're supposed to be giving him honor with a mouth filled with praise. Amen? That's right. Psalm 145, verse 5. Psalm 145, verse 5. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. The Lord expects of his people. So, saints, I know most people don't do this. Some of us do it some of the time, but we're not consistent with it. So now we found another place where we can grow some more in the Lord. We can become more consistent with his praise and honoring him. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's right. We are to honor and give glory to God forever. So say, in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, we have some more pictures of honoring and giving God glory. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. The Lord is deserving to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So there is no such thing as you were born a mistake. That does not exist. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So no, you're not created for your own pleasure. You're created for the Lord's pleasure. Amen? You were not a mistake. The Lord didn't make a mistake. He made you on purpose. Amen? And he loves you dearly. So that's just a few lies that the enemy wants to throw out there. And it doesn't matter who thinks that they shouldn't have ever had anything to do with your making. Too late now. You're here. God bless you. We love you and you. We're happy that you're here. They should have thought about that a lot sooner. Amen? Revelation chapter 5, verse 13. Revelation chapter 5, verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I sing. See, every creature gets into this. Blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Every creature takes a part honoring, reverencing, worshiping, giving high regard, esteeming, appreciating the Lord. Amen. Likewise, we are called to honor the elderly. I know this generation and a couple others haven't quite got the message yet, but they're going to get it. Trust me, they are. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God. I am the Lord. You're going to honor the elderly because God says so. And failure to do so will, shall I say, not be a blessing to you. Failure to do so will not be a blessing to your life. The blessing comes in obedience. You see, God requires us to honor our parents. That's right. Even when we are children. Let me turn to this scripture right quick because it just came to me. Let's see. I'll tell you when I get there. Even when we are children, God requires us to honor our parents. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Amen. Which is the first commandment with promise. Honor your father and mother. To those of us that are older, let me say this. Let me finish this. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. That it may go well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Now, let me say this. There have been all kinds of parents from the Adam and Eve forward, all kinds. Some a lot better, some not so much. And some people carry into adulthood, they harbor bitternesses concerning their parents or those who reared them or attempted to rear them. Let me advise you on this line. If something has happened that it has been detrimental to you, forgive. Do not judge. Because you see, the things that you remember them from a child's point of view. You don't see it from God's point of view. There are persons who their birth parents, or maybe even their adopted parents, lack the know-how, knowledge, the intelligence, the emotional strength, the mental strength to rear you properly. And so as a result, things went awry. But you can't judge that. That's God's place. Remember, we believe in staying in our own lane. You can't see that from God's point of view. And so since you are not the righteous judge, then don't judge. Just forgive. Be thankful for whatever it is they did to get you here. Whatever sacrifices were made that may have helped you, be thankful and move on. And don't spend the rest of your life in a ditch over that, because it will hinder blessings coming into your life. If they mistreated you, love them anyway. I remember a minister that I knew years ago. His dad ran out on his mother and left that woman alone to raise him, to provide for him, to take care of him. This has happened to many people, not just this person. And so he never really knew his dad. And when his father passed, he determined he wasn't going to do anything. He was not going to go retrieve the body, bury the body, or do anything. Pulled him aside and said to him, "Let me explain something to you. That was your dad. Whatever he was or whatever he wasn't, he was still your dad. And the Bible says to honor. Now, you go to the Lord and you get it straight because you need to be able to obey God." So you see, saints, people do and people don't. People can and people can't. Don't look back in bitterness through the eyes of bitterness if things didn't turn out the way you thought they ought to. Accept it as it came. Forgive if forgiveness needs to be. Give some mercy, because you're going to need plenty before you leave here. Give some mercy. Don't stay angry. And move on in the love of God, because God does work all things together for our good, for those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Amen?
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. That's what you should do. I don't know anybody that had perfect parents. I really don't. Even Jesus didn't have a perfect earthly parent. So there, you see, we don't have perfect people down here. We have humans down here. Praise the Lord. So, God requires us to honor our parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, godparents, whatever they were. Sometimes sisters and brothers raised the rest of the children. And those who contributed to the parenthood role and to raising us, regardless to how wonderful or disappointing they may have been, or how they handle their parental role, we are required by God to honor them in obedience to the Lord. Amen? Your blessing short holding on to a grudge. Don't cut your blessing short by holding on to past events that are supposed to be under the blood, whether they apologized or not. Don't hold up your blessings by holding a grudge. Amen? Amen. We talked about that a few lessons ago. In fact, God gives honor to others as well. Kings chapter 3, verse 13. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 13. The Bible said that this is how the Lord treated this particular person. You know, God gives people honor. Mm-hmm. God does that. He's a good God. He's a very, very, very good God. And as you recall during Scripture, turning pages, there. God blessed King Solomon. God blessed King Solomon. And in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 13, he says, I'll start at verse 11. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked for the riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. And lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there is none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. See, God is honoring him here at the beginning of his reign. I'm giving you what you didn't ask for, both riches and honor. Riches and honor. God gave to Solomon riches. And if you go back to read, you'll find out how rich God made him. And in addition, he gave him honor, far more valuable than the riches, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. He was above them all. Amen? God can do this, and he does. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 22, verse 4, that by humility, remember we've talked about humility and that we're supposed to be clothed in it. By humility and the fear or reverence of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. So you see, the Lord blesses us when we walk in obedience to him, when we actually do. You know, some people like to listen to a sermon and nod their heads the whole sermon as if that automatically changed their life. No, it doesn't work that way. You actually have to do this. It's a doing. You must alter your life so that you actually do these things. That's when you see the blessing come forth. In Proverbs 29:23, the Bible says that a man's pride shall bring him low. Boy, some people haven't read this one. A man's pride shall bring him low, shall uphold the humble in spirit. The humble in spirit. Honor will uphold them. Now, Proverbs 31 talks about a woman that God is honoring. He honored her in the scriptures. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. I'm at Proverbs 31 for those of you that I forgot to tell. Proverbs 31, verse 30. But a woman that feareth the Lord, a woman who truly reverence the Lord, she shall be praised. That's right. A woman who truly fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 26, Jesus Christ speaking, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So you see, honor comes to the Christian when we serve the Lord. Honor comes to the Christian when we actually, not in lip service, but actually do serve the Lord. Throughout the scripture, tribute, appreciation, honor, esteem, recognition, thanksgiving, respect, gratitude and love is shown all throughout the Bible. And many are given credit
for their righteous acts. Yes, many are given credit for their righteous acts. In Romans chapter 16, beginning with verse 1, Romans chapter 16, beginning with verse 1, commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also. She helped a whole lot of people. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. They helped the Apostle Paul, who have for my life laid down their own neck. Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. So you see, there are people who lay down their own neck. And there are people in this ministry that have done that as well. Pastor Pat and I, when we went to Africa, four times we went, our lives were in the Lord's hands. Amen? Because our lives were in danger. The military came to the airport to escort us to the place where we were going to stay. And there are other times, even more recently, where Brother Bill and I were in harm's way in order to help the saints. You see, pastoring is not a Sunday morning event. As one of my cousins reminded me recently, that's a 24 hours a day job. 7 days a week. That's right, because things are happening all the time. So, there are other examples in Scripture of persons that God spoke well of, that he esteemed, that he honored. One of them is in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 47. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 47. Amen? Amen. I'm going to give you a second to get there. I'm going to give you a second. Amen. Amen. Give you a second. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, this is Jesus, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. In other words, there's no deceit man anywhere. He's true blue. There is no deceit in him anywhere. Can God say that about all of us? That's a good question. Can God say that about all of us? And as we have mentioned before, in Job chapter 1, verse 8, our Heavenly Father had a lot to say about Job. The Lord had a lot to say about Job. Job chapter 1, verse 8, Job is called a perfect and an upright man. And the Lord said unto Satan, he told him right off to his face, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and hates evil? That's a high compliment. Amen. That's a high compliment. For God to face off with Satan and tell him point blank, you don't understand. I have someone on the earth that is perfect and upright and that fears me and hates evil. I believe God was putting Job on display so that the devil could see that he really isn't. Amen. In the book of Acts, New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22. And this is what was said of David by the Lord. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. My, what a testimony. What a testimony. Saints, this isn't just for people in the Bible, and God will never say anything so marvelous about us. Not so. It has to do with how we handle life, how we walk before the Lord. Amen? God hasn't stopped speaking well and giving high regard and esteem to his children. Amen. It's the truth. It is the truth. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 22. Now, this is a particularly interesting example that happened to Jesus and a woman. And as we read through the passage, you'll see why it's so unique. Matthew chapter 15, beginning with verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, speaking of Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. My daughter's got a demon. Now, I want you to notice that this was a woman of Canaan. She was not an Israelite. She was not an Israelite. She was not of the lost sheep of Israel. No. Jesus was not even sent to minister to her. And he talks about that shortly. But he answered her not a word. Here this woman is pleading with him, and he doesn't say a thing. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. I mean, that lady was persistent. She was giving it all she had. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus knew what his assignment was. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet, it is not fitting to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Now, she could have become offended at that point and huffed off, like most people do now. But that's not what she did. You see, that lady was clothed in humility that day. And she said in verse 27, truth, Lord. She acknowledged that he was telling the truth. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She wasn't going to give up. She wasn't going to quit and throw in the towel like a lot of people do. She pressed on to his mercy. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. She pressed in there. She wouldn't back up. She wouldn't back down, and she wouldn't give up. be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole, not healed, whole from that very hour. It does not say, and her daughter was healed from that very hour. No, her daughter was made whole. That's more than a healing. From that very hour. Remember, there were 10 lepers, and only one of them received the blessing of wholeness. The other 9 only got healed. So you see, this is a perfect example of honoring, of giving high regard, high esteem, valuing, prizing, showing deep appreciation, reverencing. This is what the Lord would like to see in his own people. She chose not to become offended, but rather to appeal to Jesus as Lord and worshiping him. We must remember, especially when we are true ministers of the gospel, that God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love, which we have showed toward his name, in that we have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love. Because, saints, I'm going to tell you, no matter how much pastors all over the world, good, solid, holy, God-fearing pastors work, there are those who are as unthankful as they can be. They take the work that the pastor does for granted. And you shouldn't expect very much. I mean, after all, I paid my tithe. You see, that attitude does not make it with Jesus. And there are a lot of people who have that attitude. I remember years ago, I was talking to a neighbor of mine. This was a long, long time ago. And I was trying to explain to this woman, who was a fairly new Christian, that the pastor was busy all the time doing the work of the ministry. And her assessment was they only stand up once a week and give a message. Well, that wasn't the truth, because in that church, I remember, no, there were 3 services a week. So there was no such thing as they just preach a sermon on Sunday and that's all they do. No, there's a lot of work in the ministry. There's even the working of miracles. There is a lot of work that goes into being a minister, and especially into being a pastor. Did you know that a lot of pastors quit within their first 2 years? Do you know that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's tough going. And because a lot of people take them for granted, they walk right over them, they don't treat them with the honor and respect that they are due. That's why. You got problems from the devil, and you got problems from the Christian. And you've got problems with the Christian's relatives, and you've got problems here, there, and everywhere, not to mention the government. I understand why they consider it. And some of them outright do it and say, forget it. I'll go back to my secular job. At least I got paid there. There is no comparison to what my secular job once did, and now there is, like, night and day. No, that's minimal. It's serious. People lay down their lives, literally, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, with their families, to do the work of the ministry. They ought to be appreciated by the saints. Amen? Now, I also want to say that there are many of you who have shown your love, your appreciation, how much you treasure us, and we thank you. We thank God for you at the very remembrance of you. You just don't know. Some days when it got tough, your little card you sent in the mail, the little blessing you sent, the words of encouragement, it helped us to keep going. But, you know, everybody doesn't act that way. You know, we're not supposed to have anything in life. We're just supposed to be poor, and you're supposed to have to give us a chicken for us to make it all week. There are people that still think that. Yes, there are. Some of them are college educated. Let me help you there. That's right. You see, that's not how God looks at it. We've got to learn to have a God perspective on life. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Double. That's God's point of view. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. That's right. That's God's expectation. We want to thank you for your gifts, for your kindnesses shown, but there are others who think that it is much for them to even call me pastor. It's more than they should give to even call me pastor. They feel that way. Mm-hmm. In fact, somebody recently said that to me. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 11. And he gave, God gave, some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. God gave them. They're a gift and a blessing to the body of Christ. Why did God do that? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Did you notice it says that the ministry is work? That's right, it is, and a lot of it. For the edifying of the body of Christ, to build the body of Christ up. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's right. God calls me pastor. It's a title that God gave to me. That's right. That's how I got it. God gave it to me. It is his designation and title. So, are you saying to the Lord that he is wrong? Because you see, you have to be tested and tried, and you have to be approved by God. Well, God tested me. He tried me. And he approved me. So, are you telling him that he doesn't know how to run his kingdom and that he doesn't know what he's doing? Is that what you're saying? In Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 40, Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. You see, Jesus takes it personal. Now, this week, Assistant Pastor Bill and I will share a 2-year anniversary with the local church. And yes, it has been extremely challenging, but we thank the Lord for every moment. Amen? We thank the Lord for every moment of this blessing. Some moments have been a little more challenging than others, but we thank him for them. Other examples in Scripture. I missed the scripture here, Lord, didn't I? I have to go back. And I'm going to go to Genesis 41. Genesis 41. Beginning with verse 39. Genesis 41, beginning with verse 39. Now, this is the story of Joseph and Pharaoh. And so I'm going to start with verse 38. I'm going back a verse. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Amen? That is honor. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. Also, in the book of Ruth chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, Ruth, beginning with verse 5. And this is a story about Ruth, her mother-in-law Naomi, and this the circumstances that befell them, and about Boaz, who became Ruth's husband. And she, though she was not an Israelite by birth, she became one of the great-grandmothers of David, King David. And in verse 5, then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? Who is it? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel. She was from Moab, that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field. Neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. And he went on to tell her other instructions. Verse 10, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto them, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, unto whose wings thou art come to trust. That's a high compliment. That is a high praise. Yes, it is. And also, speaking of Ruth, in Ruth chapter 3, verse 10, because eventually Ruth and Boaz became engaged to be married. And in verse 10, he said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich." She followed the tradition of the land. And thereby, she came into a great lineage. That's right. You see, God honors people in many different ways. When people do not respect those whom God has placed in authority, God does not forget it. In the Old Testament, the prophets of God were always being jailed. That's right. They were always being jailed, mistreated, threatened, or killed. What did God do? He judged them. He judged them. Our command from the Lord can be found in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. That's right. That means you're supposed to pray for the leadership. Specific prayers, intercession, giving of thanks for all men, for everybody, whether you like them or whether you don't. For kings, prime ministers, sultans, president, whatever their title is, and for all that are in authority. Authority in the home, in authority in the community, in authority in the government, in authority in the world, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. That's what God wants. That's what he wants. That's what he's looking for. How can we say that we are thankful, honoring, respectful, and showing gratitude to him whom we have not seen when we either refuse out of rebellion or apathy to honor those whom he has placed in authority in his kingdom on earth and in other places of recognition? How can we say to the Lord, whom we have not seen, that we are honoring him, we're thankful to him, we're respectful, we're showing him gratitude, when we either refuse out of rebellion or apathy to honor those who he has placed in authority in his kingdom on earth and in other places of recognition, whom we do see? Something's wrong. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The Bible says, Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. The Bible says in Psalm 116, beginning with verse 12, Psalm 116, beginning with verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. What shall I give to the Lord? Well, I think tonight we've covered several of the things that we should give to the Lord. Amen? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we are called to honor our body. That's right. We're to show honor even to our body and to the gender that we were given actually before birth. That's right. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So because humans are created in the image of God, male and female, every race, every tongue, every kindred, we are to honor. Can you say, I honor God and then dishonor that that's in his image? It doesn't work. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 13, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. That's right. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Your body belongs to God. Your body belongs to God. You are just using it temporarily to give him glory. But Jesus Christ died to redeem it. It's his. It's his personal possession. You see, you had to have one to be here and to live on the planet as a human. So you were given one. But it belongs to him. And he clearly tells us in Leviticus, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's where it is, that he doesn't want any tattoos on it either. Not one. No, not one. No markings on the body, cuttings in the body, none of that. It's his personal property. He's serious about it, too. He's very, very serious about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. As a matter of fact, I'm reminded of a story that I was told when I was in Ghana. Pastor Pat and I were talking with some ministers about this very topic, about tattoos and such. And there was a young man that before he got born again, got his body all tattooed up, you know. He was running with the crowd. But he was so remorseful for what he had done. When he came to understand what a horrid thing he had done and how he had displeased the Lord and how he had so disrespected the Lord with his tattoos, he went to the Lord and he prayed and fasted. He prayed and fasted and sought the Lord earnestly with all of his heart. He repented thoroughly for what he had done. And so when he was baptized, just like Naaman, when his body came out of the water, his tattoos were gone. That was some serious repentance. That was not one of these, "Oh, I'm sorry." No, that was true contrition. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Amen. We are called to honor, if you're married, your spouse in marriage. That's right. 1 Corinthians, since we're in 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, beginning with verse 3. 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, beginning with verse 3. And there are other scriptures, but I'm just going to give you this one. "Let the husband," male, "render unto the wife," female, "do benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife." So you see, when the husband and wife come together in marriage and in the marriage act, they must submit one to another in the fear and reverence of the Lord. Amen? Amen, it is so. We are called to honor other believers. Called to honor other believers. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you." since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. That's right. And there's a demonstration of their thanks to the Godhead by praying for the saints. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So you see, Saint, the Lord wants us to give high regard to others. It's not all about us. It's about him. Amen? And he is honored when we obey him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, how are you?
Praise the Lord. I'm great. I am just great. What a wonderful anniversary. It just feels like yesterday we took over and started managing this. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for calling us. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. Deborah has the praise. I now have three tenants in 2 days offer to help with maintenance around my apartment complex. Saint, she had put her prayer request in the prayer room, and God didn't send just one. He sent three to help her with the maintenance. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. That is awesome. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. See, your prayer request will get answered in there because the saints come up and get an agreement, and if we all... All it takes is two of us to agree according to Matthew 18:19, and Jesus does it. AK has a praise report. On Friday, God showed me that some of the things that I have in my room needs to go. For a long time, these things meant a lot to me because of the prayer that Pastor Sprina did on Wednesday. I was ready to get rid of them. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And NK has a praise report, too. One of the dream teachings that Dr. Pat recommends is that we record our dreams upon waking. I have been doing this so to take back control of my dream life. Jesus has been teaching me through it, and today, the 21st day, I had a major breakthrough. The open door of darkness in my dreams is what Pastor was talking about last night, a wrong perception of myself. It was hiding in plain sight. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. It's awesome, Lord Jesus, watching you change your saints. It is just awesome. Amori has a praise report. Today was a busy day at work. We were very short-staffed, but that didn't stop me from showing the love of Christ through that positive attitude. Thank you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. Ben J. has a praise report. The other day, I woke in the middle of the night, then suddenly my tummy hurt so bad. I felt like I was dying and that I couldn't utter my spiritual warfare. But God was faithful to those who believe. He helped me. He is truly Jehovah Rapha, as he shows in the Old Testament. And by his stripes, he healed me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. D has a praise report. I got my healing in my body a few days ago. I put a prayer request for healing. I was so sick, it kept me out of work a few days, but Almighty God brought me through it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. I just praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And NK has another praise report. Thank you, Lord, for your continued healing, your deliverance, and cleansing, for not letting the adversary control or beat us anymore. Thank you for your faithfulness and love, and for providing all the tools and strength we need for each trial and temptation. May we truly worship your holy name forever. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. What a wonderful praise report. And she has another one. I was preparing AK to be vigilant and sober today, sharing about our warfare, and he told me that he saw a weird bug in his toilet and flushed it down. I had prayed for the Lord to deliver it into our hand, as he has so many times done before. Our God does not fail. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. My present help in times of trouble as a praise report. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for keeping your daughter in perfect and peace, in a peaceful behavior. She went down on her knees to pray the subsequent and stayed on her knees praying, praising, and reading her Bible for 3 hours. Lord, she also was in her right frame of mind. I even went to the gym and ran some errands, and each time I looked at her via the home camera, she was still on her knees in her Bible. Thank you, Lord, for your favor today. Your word, thank you, and I receive. All you tell us, Lord, all you got to do is ask and knock, and it shall be up. And praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. She is taking care of her elderly mother, and thank you, Lord, that you are showing her how to overcome that. And Margaret has a praise report. Despite I had some torn ankle ligaments, I was able to do some challenging hikes in the Alps with some very sturdy boots. This made me very happy. Thank you for beautiful nature and the joy of hiking. Just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. I put in prayer requests for my cousin Dee to get a permanent job, and she got it. Also, the cousin I had put out of the house has found an apartment with roommates and has a decent job as well. I believe the vagabond and the jobless spirit has been broken off both of them through me getting deliverance in this ministry from generational curses of masonry, Eastern stars. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We give you praise for that. These saints. Dina made an appointment and came down here and got deliverance. And look, it not only affected her, but it affected her children too. And we give you praise and glory for that. Praise you, Lord. What a wonderful praise report. Praise you, Lord. And Amori had put a prayer request in the prayer room. She had an illness. And you know what? The Lord healed her. She just says, thank you, Lord. I feel so much better now. And Nicole, she had a praise report. Thank you, God, for helping even when all things that we seem to think are small to him. But in helping us with very small things, he shows us how much he really loves us. Last night and this morning, I couldn't find my medication anywhere, and I had dug all over. And you know what? I looked the same place 5 times. I couldn't see any medication. It was like blinders were put on my eyes. I sat down in my chair, and the Holy Spirit came over me and said, it's going to be okay. It's all going to work out for you. The next time I went to look, the medication was where it was supposed to be. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. Praise you, Lord. Yes, the Lord always does a wonderful thing. And anytime you lose something, saints, just take authority over it in Jesus' name. Ask the Father to send angels, and he'll bring it back to you from wherever it was. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you for all your miracles here. Jackie B says, I want to thank you, Jesus, for his He is good and his mercy. I want to thank God for this ministry. Truly, God has been working miracles in my life. I've even been fighting against witchcraft for some years now. I must say, after fasting and praying weekly with this ministry and doing the warfare prayers, I see much accomplishment. My ex-husband, the wizard called DK, and his witch are fighting me from outside my house. I can hear them trying to get in, but God blocks them. I can hear the wizard saying, I have did so many things trying to kill you, but I can't. I know it's your God. Also, he said his father, Satan, told him he can't win. But he don't want to stop bothering me. I have neighbors that are witches and warlocks and is now fighting against me. I hear their noises outside on the windows in the backyard, but they can't do nothing to me. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Saints, where I live is around the oldest witchcraft coven in my town, and I've heard a whole covey of them around me just hooting and hollering, a whole bunch of them in my backyard one night, of owls hooting. At least 12 or 13 of them, I just stood my ground, bound them, asked the Father to send his warring angel. As soon as I did that, they scattered like little wusses. They just run off. They cannot stand in the presence of God or his angels. I don't care what they say. You can return to sender in Jesus' name. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you for teaching us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Joy has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus. My cat started walking on her own and began washing herself. Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness and mercy, even for our pets. I'm crying tears of joy. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And Lena has a testimony. Thank you, saints, for your agreement, prayer, and the paperwork for the passport. Through everything's working out, and Ryan got a job. Praise you for that. And yesterday, my son's eyes were very red, and we prayed for him, and the Lord totally healed him. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. NK has another praise report. Thank you, God, for taking back the territory of my nighttime dreaming and for continuing to reveal things to me that must be cleaned up in me. Hallelujah. Your love is faithful. And Reverend P, he has a praise report. I asked for prayer last week. This week, I got the answer from my landlord. He is taking money off my rent due to some problems that are around the apartment. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you all praise and all glory. And these are awesome testimonies. Dr. Sabrina, the saints are learning. They're learning how to fight. They're learning how to pray. And they're getting miracles. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. I just praise you, praise you, praise you. Now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we just want to thank you because you're good all the time. And, of course, you stay in the blessing business, Lord. I remember when somebody said that to me years ago. The Lord is still in the blessing business, and he's never gotten out of it. Amen? So if you need a blessing, you know how to find the Lord, at least at this ministry. Amen? We're going to go to our guest call-ins for a few moments. But before I do, I want to thank everyone who's gone out of their way to bless us, to be very kind, send nice little notes in the mail. You know I read every one of those? Yes, I do. Every pen mark. I sure do. I read every one of them. And I thank God, and sometimes I cry. I'm very happy inside when I do. And we both just love you so much. We love you so much. We pray for you while you're asleep. And we thank the Lord for you. Amen? It is a privilege and an honor for you to be growing in the Lord. That's one of our highest blessings, to see you changing, to see you attaining those things in God that you always wanted but just couldn't seem to get your hands on, to see you growing in the scriptures and in your knowledge of God, to hear about your prayer life and how you consistently come up and give your agreement in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, to hear about the different miracles that the Lord is doing in your life, and your faith is growing and getting stronger. This is what blesses us. Amen. Yes, it does. It's a blessing to us. It's a blessing. And we want to thank the Lord for you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Area code, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. That's area code 319-527-6235. And area code 786, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor. This is NK.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so pleased that you answered the phone. Thank you, and hello to everybody. God bless you. I'm so glad that we're participating in this with you. So a few of my praise reports were about dreams and the Lord taking back this territory and teaching me, and it's really great. And this morning I woke with an insight into an opening, and this is the most that I have, so I present it to you asking for help and prayer. The lust of the flesh is related to an old relationship that I had. It started off as an obsession. I couldn't explain it. I didn't even know the person. The person didn't even know me. So looking back, I know a lot of familiar spirits were at play. And to this day, in my dreams, sometimes I guess it's familiar spirits or something, is superimposing these patterns and perspectives from that relationship onto my marriage and myself. And in regards to that person, many types of sacrifices were made, from songs to tattoos and burns and cuts and just wounds and bondage and ring covenants and vows. And I know that all of my vows just need to be clean in the Lord. And again, I know it has something to do with the lust of the flesh, because sometimes in the dreams there are physical sensations, and it's not even necessarily sexual, just a satisfying feeling in my flesh. So that's how I know it's lust of the flesh. So please do help me make further progress, and I love you so much, and God bless you and everyone else. Amen.
Amen. You know, I'm going to say something strange right now.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's going to sound strange, but I'm just going to say it. This is a journey that you're taking with Jesus. This is a journey with the Holy Spirit. And each little nuance that comes adds to your knowledge. It adds to your faith. And it develops you into the saint that he wants you to be.
Yes.
I could tell you some answers. But if I did, I would rob you of the joy and the expectation that comes as you continually seek and the Lord continually pulls back one layer at a time.
Thank you. It's a blessing.
And,
thank you very much.
And I don't want to interfere in that, but I will pray
okay.
for you to continue. Amen?
Okay.
Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
In the name of
Jesus,
I will reveal what you need to know.
Okay.
Keep seeking me. Press in.
Okay.
Keep seeking me.
Okay.
I'm waiting for you, says the Lord.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I think you got your
name. Everyone.
God bless
you. I couldn't hear you.
God bless you. I said, I think you got your answer.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good evening. Bye.
Good evening. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Area code 518. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? I hear a buzz in the back, but I can't hear a person. Area code 518. I think there's something. Hello? I think there's something wrong with that connection. Amen. Area code 818. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. How
are
you, Sabrina?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, so I wanted a prayer about, I know you did like a little sermon about the parents, whatnot, you know, and I was the one that wasn't wanted, okay, because I came to the Lord. But I still, I love my mother, but I can't love her mess because it hurts me because she didn't want me to be born, okay? So therefore, I just want the Lord to touch her heart so she can accept me again because I'm not running away from God. I'm not trying to live her life neither. And because she can't, you know, she can't have it her way, then, you know, it's best for me not to be come around her. And I love her, but okay, you don't want me to come around you, that's fine, okay? So therefore, you know, I don't hate her. I just don't want to agree with how she living. Like I said, for instance, you said not judge, but judging is that, you know, you're judging me where I want to be, but you don't want to accept me for who I am, you know? So me, I'm talking about judging that I don't want to be a part of her witchcraft and whatnot that she does with people and stuff like that, bringing life to the dead and stuff like that. I don't want to be a part of that mess because I know that's abomination. So I have to separate myself. And the Lord, I don't think he's willing for me to do that other than to get myself in trouble with him. And I have to deal with him, and that's my life. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I clearly understand now. You know,
but
the Lord tells
her.
Us in the scripture.
Say it again?
Yes, you should love her. However, the Lord says that there is no union between Christ and the devil.
Okay.
There are many scriptures that tell us that our associations are actually limited. Jesus said at one point when his family came to get him, because they thought he was gone crazy, that who is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother? Those that do the will of my Father.
Yeah. Yes, yes, that's true.
So
ooh, that's true.
Many of us from all over the world have had family members that have rejected us because we received Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that we don't love them and that we don't believe God for their salvation. It just means that we can't walk down the same street together, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And
you know,
sometimes you have to accept that.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have to accept it and move on and not let it be a hindrance to you.
And not let it hinder me, but then again, I don't have to do that. And you do have to, Lord said, you have to come away from them, whatnot, you know, because she was saying that she wish I wasn't born. If it wasn't for such and such, you know, you wouldn't have been born, you know. And it's like a bitterness that comes with it. And I was like, you know what, I come in love and peace, not in hatred. He said, you're just a little punk because, you know, you're not like us. You act like you're better than us. No, I just love my God. You know, I just don't want to be around the cussing and smoking a weed. Well, I have a life and I have a choice. Now, I have children. I have a disabled one. What do I want her around that for? He said, this is your people. And, you know, I have children. I have God. He doesn't want us around that mess, you know. So I said, he's going to judge. It's like I'm taking his word over hers. I said, because I'm your mother, you're supposed to respect. Okay, I'm supposed to respect you, but I'm not going to respect that mess that you do. I'm not going to respect that, Sabrina. No.
Well,
I don't have
first
to sit and marinate in that stuff and watch, you know, different kinds of all over
listen.
Me and over my children. No, that's not right.
Listen.
Okay.
You're not
okay.
called to participate in sin.
No.
Okay.
No.
And they live a life of sin, flagrant sin. So you're right to put some separation between you and them. And yes, they're going to judge you because you're going to live for the Lord. It's called persecution.
And I think I went into depression because I cut my hair off. Well, not because I said, why she doesn't accept me. But Lord said, you know what? He's not worried about it. He's not worried about it because the thing of it is, I want to be with him. That's my life. That's my heart. That's my desire. And I have not desired anything like that before in my life. So, therefore, I'm not looking for her approval, but my father approval. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Then let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to settle this matter in our sister's heart once and for all, that she's okay with you. And if others do not accept her love and desire to please you, that comes with the Christian walk. So we thank you, Father. Because the Bible says that when we go through things like this, we're made strong in the Lord.
Yes.
We pray for her unsaved loved ones, Lord. And we ask that you extend your mercy and salvation to them in Jesus' name. But until that time, Lord, we ask that you surround our sister with your love so that their rejection does not touch her in Jesus' name. So engulf her in your love and your peace, Lord, and righteousness, that their rejection no longer affects her, that she hardly even notices it. In Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Come up and in.
Come up and out in Jesus' name. Deep breath and tone. We cut her free. We cut her free. We cut her free in Jesus' name. We bind those spirits of rejection in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. All of the pain of rejection. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. The word of God is sharp as any two-edged sword. Even the soul and the spirit dividing. We cut her free from all those family ties that try to strangle her. Be illegal, we bind you in Jesus' name. You will not use family soul ties to pull her back into the world. We cut her free from you. From every demon in Jesus' name. We bind the witchcraft being sent to draw her back into the natural family in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. All of those ceremonies and rituals and sacrifices that they're doing to try to get her back, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and with the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from all of you. We cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare, and shackle of the enemy. We break the bands of wickedness in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. All of those familiar spirits, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of her. You have no lot nor part with her in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your fire resting between her and her mother. In Jesus' name. Now, whenever a thought comes to you to bother you about that, that's the devil. Bind him immediately in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 10:5. He's coming to harass you. But don't put up with it for a moment. Amen. Take a deep breath. And let the Holy Spirit fill those empty places. Fire of God, come and burn the rest of those spirits out in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to completion in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and release your prayer language. Go God bless you. Keep praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, your family can't make you disobey God.
They can't do that.
I know they like to put pressure on people, but you have to get used to obeying the Lord.
In spite of some people's disagreement.
Area code 302, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 302. All right. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Area code,
what was it?
209. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor. It's
Hello.
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you? Oh,
just
I've been
fine.
In this California heat for sure.
Well, how are you?
Still warring, still having quite a bit of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And a few successes with the Lord, and he's been faithful at removing it, but it's you know, when it just comes in, it's just so fast. So I just,
yeah.
I want to close the open door.
Well, Sherry, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to, how do I say this? Move deeper. This is what how I'll phrase this. In your relationship to the Holy Spirit, you need to go further in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. So that whenever something happens, you ask him immediately, Holy Spirit, what to do, what to do, what to do, and he'll tell you.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, break it in Jesus' name. The Lord's telling me that you need to heed his warnings when he gives them to you.
Okay.
Can
I have an example of that?
No, because I don't live there with you.
Very good.
It may be that you're a bit preoccupied with something else at the time, and he's trying to get your attention and maybe having a little difficulty getting your attention. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So take a little bit more quiet time with him when you're still on the inside, and you'll tune into him better. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, good. Let's do that. I believe that'll solve that problem, okay?
Okay, good.
Because the Lord
Thank
wants you.
You
to have 100% success.
Right.
But it's vital that you hear everything he's trying to impart to you, what he's trying to tell you. And he's saying that he gives you warnings, but you don't always get them. He's talking, but for some reason, something's going on with you. So you need to still yourself deliberately on the inside and be still and quiet before him. And then you'll get
okay.
more. You got it?
Mm-hmm,
Father, in the
mm-hmm.
name of Jesus, the Bible says for us to be still and know that you are God. And we thank you, Lord, for those moments of quiet meditation where we can still ourselves on the inside and hear the unction of the Holy Spirit and hear what you're saying to us, Father. So we thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We ask you to release that grace to our sister now. In Jesus' name. We bind every hindrance of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every distraction and all preoccupation in Jesus' name. We bind extra busyness. We bind you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace taking over. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Take a deep breath. Cough that frustration out in Jesus' name. Weariness and standing. Come up and out. Bound in Jesus' name. We release the peace of God to you. Now take a deep breath and release
Amen.
Your prayer
Thank
language.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. We love you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 903. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yes, ma'am. That would be me. I have severe pain in my left arm, and I have no energy or strength. I've been discouraged. We've had a family member here for a whole month. I just need to know what's going on. I can't seem to hear from God.
Oh, you had, okay, is this family member born again?
No.
That's what the problem is, right there.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's the issue. That's it right there.
Yep.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bind the familiar spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit in the household. We bind the spirits of the visitor in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All those strange demons coming into the home.
Yes.
We bind every spirit, every demon, in the visitor, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, there it is.
Whoa.
Every demon in the visitor, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you sweep the rugola, the rikisa, the home with the blood of Jesus. That's a sanctified home. Sister, you need to go back and re-anoint your home now.
They're still here, and there's going to be more coming for another week. So, yeah, that's what I figured it was.
You need to re-anoint your home, everything about your home. Father, we place the government of this situation on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord Jesus, for you to speak to our sister and tell her how you want her to handle everything. We bind the demons and each person that's coming to visit in her home in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We bind their demons before they ever get there in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit with them, every spirit in them, every spirit that tracks them, every spirit that they're bringing. We bind those devils right now in the name of Jesus. We put them into a spiritual cage in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we forbid them to attack our sister and her family. And her husband, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Don't forget to leave the word playing in your home 24/7. Demons don't like the word of God.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank
I believe in your quiet time you'll hear what the Lord has to say to you. Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Sabrina. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. God bless you. We love you.
Okay. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. You know, saints, times when we have family come in and they're not born again and they bring with them whatever they bring, and you know that's demons in your home. So you have to sit down with the Lord and pray And you never can tell. They might be connected to somebody that's a witch. You just don't know. People do all kinds of things now that they didn't do 30 and 40 years ago openly. People do all kinds of things. They get connected to all kinds of people that have all kinds of spirits. And when they show up to your house, they bring it all with them. So you have to spiritually prepare yourself, your family members, and your home for the invasion, so to speak. Amen? And after they leave, you need to clean your home out. That's right. You got to boot the devil out. And you have to wear your armor and do your warfare, because those spirits will seek to become familiar with you again over your life. But you can't allow for that. Put your prayer requests in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room with your scriptures. 5 lines, please. Amen. We will stand with you. Yes, there are times when the family shows up, but you know when they come, they bring all their stuff with them, all that baggage. But it shouldn't overtake you, and it shouldn't stay behind after they're gone. Yes, you will have to go and reanoint your house and run whatever they brought right on down the road. Amen? Also, don't forget, since this is a time of year when people go on vacations and such, and they rent RVs and all kinds of things, if you're going to be in a hotel or in an RV or in a trailer or something that's not yours, you need to anoint that thing. You don't know what happened when you weren't there. You don't know what spirits have been there. You just don't know. You can't just lay down anywhere. Amen? We teach you wherever you are, wherever you go, you have to anoint. Amen? Amen. I can think of an experience that was a long time ago, Lord. Okay. But I went to stay in this lady's house. At the time, I was dating her son. And I went to visit with her. I didn't know that she had Buddhas in her house because the lady is a Christian. And she's one of those Christians. She loved the Lord, but she hadn't been taught properly about what you can have in your home and what you cannot. And so I was escorted to the room where I was to stay, and I looked around, because you know the first thing I'm going to do is anoint the room. And there was a Buddha there, and I just politely put it right out of the room because it could not stay there with me. And I proceeded to go right along anointing where I was going to stay. Because you see, I'm holy, and a holy God lives in me. I can't just lay down anywhere. Amen? So, just reminding you, you know, it's easy to forget some things sometimes, but that's important. That's very, very, very important. You don't know what happened in that recreational vehicle, or in that trailer, or in that hotel room or motel room or whatever it is, or bed and breakfast or whatever it is. So you have to go in prepared. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Well, tonight, Brother Bill is going to lead us in prayer. And if Brother Bill will help me out just a little bit. Thank you. We're going to pray about children being given surveys in school that ask their gender preference and other questionable topics. Also, the children are being told not to mention the survey or its questions to their parents. Now, that doesn't sound right now, does it? We're praying about the chairperson of the Select Committee to investigate January 6th. This person vows to investigate our last president, President Trump, and also Ms. Pelosi seems to be involved. We're still praying about the problems with the border and in relationship to COVID. We're praying about vaccine mandates. They have decided that it's legal for people to say you got to get the vaccine, so they say. Praying about the dismissal of the Facebook antitrust lawsuit. Yes, we need to pray about that. And the White House has cooked up an infrastructure deal. Amen? The White House has cooked something up. So, Brother Marshall's going to come and help us out. I truly do appreciate him. As soon as I got him, I found him. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I didn't think you could find me, praise the Lord. Didn't think you could find me. Still there?
I'm here.
Hello. Okay, I couldn't hear anything for a second. I may be muted at a
point.
Anyway, praise the Lord. Thank you for mercies that are new every day, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you've done, are doing, and going to do. We come boldly before your throne of grace because of the blood of the covenant with our big brother Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers because of what Jesus did. When he hung on that tree, we pray that Jesus will get all that he paid for. When he hung on that tree for each one of us. Yes, Lord, not only making it to heaven, and that's awesome. We don't rejoice that the spirits are subject unto us, but they are, because the Lord says, your word says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding you rejoice not that the spirits, the demons, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the heavens do rule. We ask that you rule and reign, for the kingdom of this, the rule and reign, the government's on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. His shoulders are bold enough to take it, Lord. He took all of our curses in his own body on the tree so that we can be members of the body of Christ. And that's what we come before you, Father, to say, Father, we ask for your divine intervention with all these things that Dr. Sabrina just listed, Father God, all the prayer requests, Father God, you sometimes answer even before we finished asking. For the kids that are being given surveys that don't line up with your desire, Father God, causing them to even question their own gender and other questionable topics, we ask that your divine intervention, Father God, we bind all these spirits trying to cause gender confusion, Father God, in Jesus and all the other things being done through the ungodly programming, through the computer games and the TV shows and the movies and these other things, Father God, and ungodly contacts in Jesus. We cancel all the ungodly assignments of the enemy to all the children. We've been praying for the children that you'll save, you'll deliver, preserve, and make whole each one, Father, in Jesus. And not just the children of believers. Yes, of course, all the descendants of every believer and all the family members of every believer in your way and in your time. Oh, Lord, he began a good work in each one of us who's carrying on to completion. All the descendants of every believer, especially, but all the children, Father God, because you don't even want one of the little ones to perish, Father God. Like it says in Matthew 18:14, it says in Matthew 18:19, there's two of you on earth agree, especially in anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And we're in agreement that you deliver the children from these ungodly spirits, Father God, and the plans that the enemy has to steal, kill, and destroy, even just causing confusion to the enemy's camp. We speak confusion to the enemy's camp, but no confusion to our camp. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace to all the churches of the saints. We speak shalom, peace, to the children, to their hearts and minds. And if I said something wrong, Father God, I repent for getting my words out of line there. Please forgive me, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to cause the children to have confidence, to be able to bring what's being done in secret in the schools and being able to mention it to their own parents comfortably, Father God. We thank you for giving the children the courage to be truthful with their parents, to honor their parents, even as Sabrina's been talking about, honoring those in authority, even as we've been told to do in the beginning of Ephesians chapter 6, Father God, in Jesus, inspire the children to honor their parents. And we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to give them the courage to do so, Father God, and give the parents the wisdom to know how to stand on behalf of their children in the way that you would want them to stand, Father, in Jesus' name, especially for the godly parents, but those that have not yet accepted Jesus, give them divine wisdom, Father God. Even as you give them certain parents, I think it was in Idaho, Father God, a couple of sisters, they didn't want the mask to be put on their children, Father God, even though there may be some mild benefit to some people. At least some of the sisters are saying they can pray without being noticed. So that's wonderful. But Father God, for the children, Father God, they don't need these masks on, especially since the viruses are smaller than any mask opening. In Jesus' name, they can sometimes cause bacterial infections on the faces of the children and other problems, psychological problems. We thank you, Father God, that the governor in Idaho overturned the mask mandate. Say thank you for giving the parents the courage to stand against the schools, those parents that are standing against the critical race theory and all the other nonsense that's being trying to cram down the throat of the children, Father God, and the whole agenda, Father God, of the New World Order agenda, the agenda, the New World Order. We ask you to overturn it, Father God, in Jesus' name. And overturn the agenda of the so-called chairperson of the, quote, select committee to investigate the January 6th business, Father God, which is no investigation whatsoever. They just want to cause them to smear Trump's name one more time, Father God, and to overlook Pelosi's involvement. Father, we ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light in your way and in your time. In Jesus' name, even as you said in your word that you would do. And we're asking you to do it in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. If two of you on earth, I guess, touch anything you ask, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. We're asking because of the blood of the covenant. And you said, Father God, Jesus says in Matthew 10:26, fear thou not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. We thank you, Father God. We love the truth. Because we love you. You're true, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. We ask that your truth will prevail in this, all the different situations, Father God, in what's being done and what the agenda is behind it, Father God, in Jesus' name. You'll bring to light why they're calling this business that happened on January 6th something terrible, awful, that was done by people who supported President Trump. They were there, from what I understand, because they thought that maybe there was some funny business in the election, which is coming to light. Isn't it interesting? Even in the other things that we've heard about, that all these things that people have mentioned about, not just in Arizona, the other states, these things that have been, well, the people are talking about it, they've been knocked off of Twitter and other places. So we ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light. We thank you for providing other avenues. And we thank you, Father God, for guiding the people and giving them a desire to know the truth, because we have to have a love of the truth, or otherwise we can't be saved. That's what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I don't remember, it's around verse 10, somewhere around there. Father, we ask you to bring the light, give the people desire to know the truth, not that they have to know everything that's going on, just that they have to know Jesus. They have to know Jesus in the way that Jesus is coming to reveal the Father, because this is eternal life, that we might know you, the only true God. And Jesus Christ in me. And thank you, Jesus, for coming to declare the name of the Father in the midst of the congregation, the name of I Am That I Am. We ask you to bring to light what needs to be brought to light, cause people to find out what's really going on concerning the so-called investigation on January 6th, which is just a cover-up. From what I've read, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know everything, but you know everything, Lord. And the Holy Ghost knows where everything is. And we're so grateful you've not left us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. And we continue to come before your throne of grace concerning the border problems, Father God, especially involved with COVID. It's so interesting. They want to lock down all the American citizens and put masks back on them again. Even in Missouri, where they voted, the people in authority voted against them. But there's one little kind of appointed person who want to overturn what the elected officials in Missouri wanted to do in St. Louis County or wherever it's called. Father, we ask you to overturn what's being done, Father God. If they're trying to overturn the truly elected American officials, Father God, and try to ram through and allowing people to rush over the border with possible infections, maybe not just COVID, and people seem to be only worried about COVID, why are they not worried about any other diseases? About tuberculosis? How about syphilis? How about other things? There are other things that can cause serious problems. There are. Of course, some of them aren't transmitted that quickly, but some of them are. You know, Ebola was a nasty, created a little bioweapon, and maybe they're trying to bring, who knows? But they're only talking about COVID, 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 COVID. Father God, we ask you to bring to light what's really being, what's going on, and we're all in agreement, and we thank you for doing so. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us divine, supernatural protection for all the saints and all the children, all those who have interceded for, because you said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. We thank you for delivering us all from all the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy. We thank you for raising up the people in the border states, Father God, in Texas, Arizona, elsewhere, that they're using their own state funds help protect the border, and we thank you for doing natural things and supernatural protection. We ask you to send warring, linking angels round about all the borders of the United States, not just the southern border, and every port, every access to this nation, every airport, every type of seaport, every access, and divine protection, Father God. We thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst. We thank you for putting salvation for walls and bulwarks, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory for all that you have done, are doing, and going to do in Jesus' name. Even as it is written in Isaiah 25:4, thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. For the people who are struggling with the heat in California or elsewhere, Father God, when the blast of the terrible ones was just a storm against the wall. We thank you, Jesus, you are the wall and you're the gate. We take the battle to the gate in Jesus' name. That is the gate. The Lord Jesus, you have all authority. But the gate represents the authority. And the gates of hell, which are just little created things by Satan, he's a created being that Jesus spoke into being, the word of God spoke into being, but are subject to the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth. The name of Jesus, every name must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth. He cannot lie. It says in Matthew 28:18, confirmed many places, not only in Daniel 2, but even in Revelation 17:14, they that are with you, Lord Jesus, are called and chosen and faithful. We thank you for calling us. None of us were righteous in our own way. We're only righteous because you love us and wash us from our sins in your own blood. And it says, these shall make war with the Lamb. And you say in your word, and your word cannot lie, your words forever settle in heaven. The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We thank you for calling us for such a time as this. We thank you for the time of Esther, Father God. We thank you for the complete victory you give to your children, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, they cannot force anyone to receive a vaccine. That even goes against international law from the Nuremberg Code, because they tried to shove that on the Jewish prisoners during World War II, giving them experimental, unapproved vaccines. And this so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all, but Father, this supposed COVID vaccine was rammed through because it was emergency use only, because there were no other effective treatments. Because why? Because they hid them. They didn't talk about them. And they've since found out that even this Fauci guy, supposed to be some kind of a doctor, he apparently even admitted that it did work back in 2005. But now he's got mud all over his face with all the emails that are being exposed, that he knows what's going on. He's the one who helped fund the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. And was it just a little leak that happened to sneak out, or was this an intentional plan, Father God? It seems so amazingly coincidental that they would have this so-called terrible bioweapon, or whatever you want to call it, a natural escape of a man-contrived virus, go forth, which is supposed to be so terribly, terribly awful, Father God. And we know there was a virus of some sort, but it was man-manipulated, kind of by the demons helping them. Father, we ask you to expose everything that's been going on and overturn the so-called vaccine mandates. And even as the people in many nations are rebelling against this, not just in France and in all different places, in Europe and Italy and different places, millions of people rising up, many, many people rising up against this nonsense, Father God. We ask you to bring to light the plans of the New World Order and their global agenda, Father God. And we thank you for inspiring the body of Christ to wake up and wake up the sleeping giant, Father God, even as you've been telling many people in different places in Canada and other nations, hey, this is their agenda. They want to take over the church. They're just serving the wrong God, the God of the Masonic order, and all those other little false gods. Some people are worshiping the God of a little needle. Oh, this needle's going to save me. We bind every spirit of idolatry in Jesus, and we cancel their assignment. And to the Christians that have fallen dupe and been sucked in, we bind that spirit of ungodly fear of man, fear of death. Jesus has not given the ungodly spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We do have a reverence of God. And the fear of the Lord tendeth to life. He that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil, as is written in Proverbs 19:23. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, Father. And we ask you, Father God, that all the antitrust lawsuits being brought against Facebook will be all the lawsuits against Facebook and Twitter and these places that have kicked people off of their sites, Father God, will be brought to light, and will be dealt with by the righteous judge. We may not have many judges in this nation, Father God, who have not bowed the knees to Satan. I don't know if we may have some, maybe we don't. But, Father God, if those that really stand for the truth, we ask you to stand for the truth. And those, Father God, is ultimately going to be brought before your throne of judgment in your time. And we ask you to overturn the so-called White House infrastructure deal, which has very little to do with infrastructure, but has a lot to do with laundering money before they totally destroy the U.S. dollar. And they want to get their palms greased with all their kickbacks and all the nonsense. Father God, we ask you to bring to light everything that's being done in Jesus' name. And we ask you to overturn the plans of the enemy, even as we've already prayed in agreement and the global prayer room for the family members of those and those connected related to all the believers, Father God, all the family members and all those connected related to every saint, Father God, that are inclined to take a vaccine or maybe already taken one or two shots, Father God, that won't take any more, Father God. You'll wake them up. You send the Holy Ghost. You give them dreams, visions, whatever it takes, Father God, and you send the people across their path they can listen to, Father God. You cause them to just happen to open some site, Father God, on the Internet. You just happen to turn on a radio show that happens to be talking about the truth, Father God. We ask you to help them to have eyes to see, ears to hear, a new and understanding hearts, Father, in Jesus' name, because the heavens do rule. The heavens do rule. You made that abundantly, abundantly clear in your word many times, especially in Daniel chapter 4, even Daniel chapter 2, Father God, in Jesus' name. I know Daniel chapter 4, verse 17 is one of the places, Father God, and it talks about those in authority there, not in most in glorious light, and this is talking about people can judge. This matter, Daniel 4:17, this matters by decree of the watchers and the demand of the words of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. Yes, Father God, only God is good. I think I'm not putting down Pastor Sabrina's system, Pastor Bill, one little bit, not at all. No. Father God, we're all still works, at least I am a work in progress, Father God. But there are some in authority, even as Pharaoh was in authority. And the midwives were told by him to kill the Jewish baby boys. And they were able to have the wisdom from God to not kill the Jewish baby boys and still not be slaughtered themselves, Father. So we ask you to give your people the wisdom to stand against ungodly orders from above, Father God, including vaccine mandates and other things, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to give your people the wisdom from above, wisdom from help us all to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to raise up those in the legislature, in the Congress, in the Senate, and other places, Father God, even as you raised up, there's a senator from Kentucky, Ron Paul, I think it is, who's questioning Fauci. We thank you for causing many to stand up and be able to question their agenda, Father God, in a way that's respectful, but in a way that needs to be brought to light. And we thank you, Father God, for causing many more to stand for the truth. And those that are unwilling to stand, Father God, we know you're going to replace them. We know you're going to raise up godly leaders in their stead. And we thank you for raising up the body of Christ for such a time as this, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the heavens truly ruling and reigning, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, and he changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. You, Lord, he knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. You know everything that's going on. You know all the secret counsels, Father God, even as you showed to the prophet back in the Old Testament, who was able to tell to the king of Israel what the king of wherever it was, Syria, whatever, was planning to do. And he didn't know what was going on. That's why this was in 2 Kings chapter 6, I think it was. That's why he sent an army against the prophet. But the prophet spoke blindness to the eyes of the enemy. So we speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouths of the enemy, and may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, coming against the body of Christ and those that are standing for the truth, and every witchcraft person setting us, each and every one of us returned at least sevenfold with continual repetition, as the spirits have sent them, to do those spirits will intend to do to us, and all those standing for the truth, those doctors standing for the truth, the Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Was it Jim Meehan, and the various doctors standing for the truth. So many of them are real Christians, Father God, from what I've heard from their mouth in Jesus' name. And some of them may not yet know the Lord Jesus, but they're still standing for the truth. We ask you to protect all those that are standing for the truth. They may not. Some of them may be Christians, but without the Holy Ghost, endowment of power from on high. We ask you to give them all that they need in the natural and in the spiritual, including the Holy Ghost infilling, Father God, that they'll have the Holy Ghost Spirit to be able to answer those that come against them with the wisdom, even as you gave, who was it, to Stephen, you gave him wisdom that all the enemies could not come against him, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask, and we do pray for those who despitefully use us, Father God. And I know a lot of these people seem like they're psychopaths, you know what I mean? They have no actual empathy for any human being. They just want money. They just want power. Some of these people that are ramming these things through, that may look like that, and maybe they are some of them like that, but maybe there's some of them like Saul of Tarsus who can still repent. He certainly acted like that. He was very, very zealous and very religious, but you met him on the road to Damascus, and you got his attention as a light brighter than the noonday sun, and you caused him to be blind and to pray and fast without eating or drinking for 3 days and to seek you, Lord, with all of his heart, and you used him mightily. He used him powerfully, Father God. And we ask you to raise up many, Father God, that have already bowed their knees to Satan in a little way, Father God. You got a hold of Pat Holiday. Well, you got a hold of me, Father God. And I served the devil before I came to Jesus, maybe not with automatic handwriting like Pat started to slip into, but she repented. I repented of my sins, and I continue to repent. And I died daily to the old man. And yes, we all have to die daily. That's a daily thing. It isn't once saved, always saved. It's a once saved and continually being saved, continually dying day by day to the old man, dying to ungodly fear, dying to pride, dying to selfishness, dying to trying to save my own neck, because Jesus already paid the price. He's my only Savior. The needle's not going to save me. A doctor, maybe there's some, yeah, there are still some good doctors out there, and maybe Dr. Tenpenny or some of the others can give wonderful advice. What's her name? Stella Emanuel from Texas. Grew up in Africa, got saved in this country for what I've heard. I didn't know too much about her, but I heard a little bit of a testimony. And she sounds a lot like Dr. Sabrina. Woo-wee! She prays in the spirit. Praise the Lord. And she binds the devil. And we thank you, Lord, for raising up godly doctors that are spirit-filled. And we thank you. And she may not be perfect either. I'm certainly not perfect. Yes, Lord. But we thank you, Father God, for raising up many, Father God. What about that? And causing them to speak the truth and giving people eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts. And we do pray for those that despitefully use us that can be saved, that you'll save their souls. Because we know that you don't want a single person to go to hell, Father God. The hell was created for the devil and his fallen angels, Father God, and for all those evil spirits, Father God. It was not created for human beings, but too many thousands upon millions of human beings have gone that way before, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we know, Father God, that even at the 11th hour and 59th minute, if people are just about to leave this world, they can say, I repent of all my sins, as Jesus come live in my heart, that you'll forgive them, Father God. You forgave the good thief on the cross, and what did he do? He just said, well, I'm hanging here dusty, but this man, meaning Jesus, did nothing wrong. He said Jesus was sinless. He did nothing wrong. He didn't deserve to be crucified. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He didn't have time to be baptized. Some people say he was baptized in his own blood. Well, I don't know about all. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Some people are so hung up on water baptism. It is definitely godly. We're definitely supposed to do it. I'm not poo-pooing that at all. But that man never had a chance to be water baptized. And yet there's water in the blood, for sure. Praise the Lord. Jesus changed the water into wine. He's a vine. He really did. He did a great job. But he just said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. But he had eyes to see, supernatural, spiritual eyes, to see something, but he looked like a hamburger hanging on a stick, to say, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Give us eyes to see, that we can see through your eyes, Jesus. Your eyes are red with wine. You look back to him, you said, this day will you be with me in paradise. Help us all to have that confidence to know when we leave our earthly bodies behind, we're going to be with you in paradise the same day. And, Father, we thank you for giving us all supernatural faith. We ask you to increase our faith. We thank you for the privilege of increasing our faith. Even tonight, as we've heard Dr. Sabrina pray and different saints sharing the word, we thank you for Trish sharing the word in print. We thank you for Brother Bill's comments and sharing the word. And we give you praise and honor and glory for all the saints and all those you've anointed to share your word, because faith does come by hearing and hearing by the word. And we thank you for changing us all from glory to glory as we behold your face with open face like little children. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for being adopted into the blood and accepted in the blood because of what Jesus did, and hearing our prayers and causing this infrastructure deal to only be for infrastructure, not for having to say anything else. Father God, anything that goes through, the only you to help with the bridges and roads and ports and airports and all these things that you need, help, Father. Many bridges need to be strengthened and redone, Father God. Many roads need to be helped. And we ask, Father God, that the people that have their fingers on the increasing the access and powers and the computers and the programs, only what you want, and that you'll overturn the agenda of the people who want on the international and of the banks that have plans.
Amen. In Jesus' name.